Jay stared out Mac's kitchen window at the glowing sky, splattered reds and pinks. He tore his eyes away and looked into his mug at a jet-black substance more related to crude oil than coffee. "You're telling me this is the end of the world?" Mac grunted from his kitchen table. "As we know it, yes." He sat there and stared unblinkingly at Jay under unruly eyebrows. "The only thing that matters right now is how you react to it." Jay shook his head before taking a sip from his mug. He winced and put it down. "This can't be real," he said, clenching his fists to keep his hands from shaking. Mac stood and glared down at the pile of equipment on the table. "It's simple. That shit outside," he said, pointing at the glowing sky visible through the window, "means we're all without power. Everywhere, everyone, maybe the whole planet. No power means no gas stations, no water in our pipes, no refrigerators, no food, no emergency deliveries." Jay raised his hands. I know. I understand what you're saying. I just can't." He closed his eyes and clenched his jaw. "She's not dead." Mac stood, the scrape of his chair on the linoleum floor loud in the silent house. "I know you want to believe that. God knows I do, too. I always liked her. She's a hell of a gal, and I don't care who hears me say it." Jay watched as the old man picked up a map from the table and sighed. "Fact of the matter is, nobody knows what this shit will do to an airplane. We just don't know." Jay took a step forward. "Then you admit there's a chance she could have made it to Hawaii?" Mac shook his head. "Only the Almighty knows, and he ain't talking. Look, think of it this way. Is there anything, anything at all, that you can do right this second for your wife? Anything?" Jay pulled his phone from his pocket. He looked at the screen for the 100th time in the last few minutes. "No new messages. I can't even contact her." Mac nodded and held the map out for Jay. "So think about what you can do. Sitting around thinking about what ifs and maybes is the best way for you to do one thing." Jay looked up from his phone. "What's that?" "Nothing." The old man nudged Jay with the map. "Take it." Reluctantly, Jay took the map, but looked at his phone instead. "I know what you're trying to tell me. I need to get my daughter. I understand that, and I will. Once I figure out if this is a nationwide event or something that makes the risk of bringing her home outweigh the fact that she's already in a safe spot." Mac laughed, a choppy, bitter sound. "Are you kidding me? We're looking at the northern lights, not just on the horizon, but over the whole fucking sky, in the middle of Illinois. You think somehow Indiana hasn't been affected?" He put his fists on his hips and frowned. "If I can give you irrefutable proof this is a nationwide event, will you do something?" Jay frowned. "If you can prove she's in trouble, if you can prove she's without power, and that this isn't going to be over anytime soon, then I'll go get her right now." Mac nodded. "I was hoping you'd say that."